they're still making your Kickstarter sucks. Yep, Mike and JF are still doing this stuff. They've been going for 6 years and haven't given it up. So somehow here's another six pack of this type of junk. Yeah, that's right.
We're still doing these.
Your Kickstarter sucks. Yeah, that's right.
We're still doing these.
That's what's wrong.
Yep, Mike and JF haven't given this up.
Yeah, that's right.
We're still doing your Kickstarter sucks.
Hey, DB. Hey, JF. I just was listening to 68, and I remembered that Mike and Howell are seeing 68 tonight, and I wondered, how was the show? Did you give Josh a big sloppy wet kiss? I hope it was great. Love you, boys. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. I'm JF, and over there is the Howell kisser himself, DB. What's up, DB?
What's up?
I don't know who Josh or 68 is, so I have retconned it into being you kissing the guy I do know, Howell.
Yeah.
Howell Dottie, Mr. Howell Dottie, hell of a kisser. You did visit him, and I've got the pictures to prove it.
He is a good kisser.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is the beard itchy, though? To be honest, is the beard itchy?
You get used to it. Like, when he first shaves, it feels a little rough, but yeah. when it eventually gets smooth, it's nice.
When the hair grows out, it gets softer and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you? Because you're wearing a beard right now as well. When you guys kissed, did it ever...
Locked in like a Velcro.
Like a Velcro
like
thing.
Like a hook and loop.
We should say hook and loop. Yeah. Yes, we should say hook and loop. Did you guys ever get stuck kissing each other for like
we
a really long time?
For a while, yeah, at the show. It was embarrassing.
His wife was like, stop, stop, stop. And you're like, we want to stop, but we can't because we're stuck to kissing and stuff like that. That's crazy, man.
Nice time with Hal up there.
Did you have a good time? Did you, let me just ask you this.
No, I did not.
I wanted to put the screw, I'm glad you admitted you didn't have a good time. I was going to ask you that. Now that it's been a little while, you've been back. Let's do what's called. You ever hear of social rumination? You ever hear about this?
Never heard that. What is that?
It's like a thing. You know, I can't tell if it's made up or if it's where if you have anxiety, you just think about stuff afterwards. Mm-hmm, so it's like, you know, you went and hung out with some people and you've come back now and. Now would you like to like analyze everything you said and did to see if like you maybe made them mad or you overstepped or something like that? So did you ever go over the line and like hurt Howell's feelings with anything you said?
No. Okay. Usually I'm pretty good about that. Unless I get, you know, drunk or something like that. And then
okay.
It's really embarrassing.
Well, that's another question is, did you drink too much? Did you do anything embarrassing physically?
I had some beers.
Okay.
And it was not great.
Okay.
Every once in a while, you know, you'll go out and we'll have a beer cocktail or something somewhere. And I went out to the bar or whatever I got. I think I got a vodka Red Bull and it just tasted really bad.
Sure. The problem with that is it's not a very good drink. So that would be, that might be
my
one
main
reason.
Drink.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Order a fucking Manhattan?
I don't know.
Something
what,
like that?
What, you can totally what transition into that.
Give me a Dos Equis. What am I fucking going to go up there and say? You know?
That would be weird.
Something that they have. I see in the cooler, they got the Red Bull. They must have vodka around here somewhere. Whack the two together and fucking serve it to me.
And that didn't taste good.
And
wow.
Somehow they fucked it up.
Okay.
I don't know.
So maybe you, I'm trying to think of something you might have done wrong. Maybe you drank too much and you were like really, you were handsy with him and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's one of those guys where it's like, he doesn't realize that we show our affection. We joke around with our boys by pushing and touching and stuff.
Pinches his nipple.
And maybe he's just one of those guys who grew up like, I don't want anyone to like touch me for any reason. Yeah. And maybe you touched him too much.
It was a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Like he was putting off signals, you know, like he wanted it. But then when I like moved in for it, it was like, he was like the ice queen.
And you're hammered too. So it's like that layer of accountability is just out the window.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's my owl right there.
We're not talking anymore. Yeah. It was a nice time. Went out to we had dinner at this place called Lupo, I think. Where's my fucking watch at?
Oh, I took that off you as soon as you walked in. You didn't notice?
Damn, you're good.
Yeah, I bumped into you.
That's like, why is he bumping into me?
Why am I standing right at the door as soon as you walk in, kind of shoulder checking you? Well, it's to get you off balance. Yeah. And then I take your watch and your wallet and all that stuff. Yeah.
Went out to a place. This place called Lupo had some pizza. They have a hot honey pizza too.
Oh, perfect.
Guess what? Wasn't as good as the one we got. That's all right. I didn't say it in the moment. I wanted him to feel happy about the place that he took us to.
Of course, if he hears this now, he'll be betrayed.
He's not going to listen to it because we're not talking anymore, so he's mad.
But, wow, he's not even listening to my parts?
But that was nice. Then we went to the show and had a good time. Saw the band. Should have come up.
I think I would have had a really bad time.
Would have
time.
Loved the live music. You would have loved the alcohol and stuff like
that. Yeah, pretty much.
I wish JF was, we were saying that. Oh, JF was here to tell us, ask us if we go home now.
That's insane. I'm sure I did come up, and I'm sure I came up in a not positive way, and yeah, that's fine. Oh, yeah. You get to talk trash about your friend to your other friend. That's what friends are for.
At the end of the night, it was like, you know, we had like a rap sesh.
Right.
It was like, tell me what's going on in your life and what you're mad about and stuff. And
yeah.
He did the same.
This is when you guys were sitting cross-legged like on a roof, right?
I was like, and JF is just, he makes me so freaking mad. And he was like, yeah, my dog Danny and my dog Rosie, they made me so mad or whatever.
I'm on the same level as his dogs.
Well, he doesn't have a fucking podcast guy or whatever.
He has other people in his life, and that's just dogs, is it? suddenly realizing I know nothing about Howell's life. Okay. Oh boy. Well, no, I think that's good. Like, I think actually, I mean, in my mind, when I think of vacation, of course, I think like the big crazy trip, like to Japan, Dan, you know,
yeah,
the amazing, like, you just in your mind's eye, you're like, oh, I'm the lie flat seats. Or I'm going to Fiji and I got like the villa over the water or right. whatever. I'm just having like the most laid back, relaxed time. And I'm sure that if I ever do that, it will be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it does feel pretty good just to go a few miles down the road and it's something different and yeah. you eat a different place. You see a different guy, you go, oh, it's pretty good too. It's all
not,
pretty good.
It's not bad. It's not that far away either, Louisville.
Yeah.
A couple of hours or whatever.
You could conceivably, you could go back this weekend.
We really could, and we really should, because Hal is a crazy guy. He's like,
yeah.
We went to the venue, and he's like saying hi to people who are like at the door of the venue. He knows that guy. Sure. We went to a bar afterwards that was closing, but he knew the person who was there, so we like went in. We had the place to ourselves.
He did Howell want wingy?
Yeah, he has the keys to the whole city.
That's awesome.
Crazy guy.
Well, Louisville, you better take care of our boy up there, okay? We love our Hal, although I know we're not talking to him right now just because he's so out of line with some of the stuff he's been saying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's got a new song. I don't know if it's new by the time people hear this, but he's got a song that's out about the eclipse, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's cool. He's a prolific guy.
A very prolific guy, very talented.
He had another song last night about Kufandi he wrote that I heard.
That was awesome as well.
Spectacular. And Mitch also.
Mitch
nailed it.
Brought it.
Crazy,
man.
Right?
Yeah.
What's he do all day? He's not doing that. He should be a rapper.
I think it's this thing about Australian people. You go like, what do you do all day? And they're like, well, it's nighttime. And you go, well, that doesn't really answer what. That's not really. I was trying to get it like, what is your life like? And they're like, oh, I'm upside down. You know, you're not really telling me the whole.
Not what goes on over there.
I don't know. I don't understand a lick of it. I did see, speaking of secret rapper, do you see Mac Jones as a rapper?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, moving on. I'm wearing my Kufandi, well, what did you call it?
It looks like a dashiki. Is that dashiki?
I don't know. I was saying kimono, but it may not be.
Might be a kimono, yeah.
I don't really know what it is. It's a
kimono. We're going to edit this part out.
He's wearing some type of crazy robe.
Don't say it's crazy.
It's got a whole bunch of patterns on Dan yeah. Flash's fucking.
Well, the patterns are quite mismatched, I will say that. It is, you know what? I don't even know if it's cultural appropriation, because I don't think this is from any culture.
I don't think that they would wear that.
I don't think anybody's, this is not from anything.
Ooh, breaking. Jose Canseco says Diddy will be going to prison.
Yeah.
And he's plugged into this stuff because he's celeb.
How did Jose Canseco type that? Didn't all his fingers fall off at a poker game?
Holy shit, fella.
Okay.
What a crazy guy that guy is.
That is one crazy guy. On my grave, it will just say podcast.
There's something in the woods. What's runny wet poop, diarrhea, what's the name or whatever. He has so many bangers.
That one's really good. Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of, I kind of like this a little bit.
You're wearing a kimono on top of a sweater.
I can take the sweater off. It's not part of the outfit.
With some Adidas track pants. I think you got to go full bore on this and just get the hat, the pointy hat.
Oh, you think
I
should go with the
wood shoes.
The Kukulkan guy?
Yeah.
What is that guy?
Who's that?
Don't you remember that guy who would post... Like he was talking to aliens and he would wear the Hawaiian shirt.
Oh, yeah.
What was that guy?
What was his name?
I thought it was Kukulkan or something.
It was something
like
that. Sun Mach.
Arrow's Machi Sun.
Arrow Machi Sun.
Yeah, that guy. Does he live in Hawaii or did he just act like he lives in Hawaii? I can't remember which one it was.
He's got Hawaii vibes.
Yeah, he just got the vibes of Hawaii. I could kind of cultivate Hawaii vibes here.
Bring the islands to you.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's really cool. And summer's coming up, which is the perfect time to be adopting a whole new personality based around going outside, which I have done. Now, this week has sucked weather-wise, but the week before this, last week I even call it, was so nice for being outside.
It was so nice last week, and then now damn. It's fucking like 30 degrees.
Yeah.
And look, that sucks, man.
This is how it is. This is just how it is. Next week will be good, but then storm time. And then it'll be cold again, and then it'll be good for a little while.
They were like, oh, we might get a tornado and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sick of it. Whatever, dude. Who cares about it? Getting hyped up for every single one that comes through.
Well, I don't know about hyped up. I think it's like,
we got to get some bottles of water. I would not get that.
You're not even getting bottles of water?
Charge up the emergency.
Right. Which of it. I think the crucial context for this would be the last time that it happened, you also ran out of a charge and stuff like that. And I came and got you, and you were, if I remember correctly, you were shivering to death.
Yeah, I was wrapped in that gold blanket or that foil blanket that Stefan was wearing last night on the stream.
You were unconscious. I had to grab the cats, and they were able to get you up. I don't know. It's just this time of year. We just got to, buckle down and get through it. And then we got beautiful 115 degree days to look forward to. I can't wait.
And all the other trappings that come with living in a bluish red state.
I hate trappings.
Did you hear that they banned chemtrails? Thank God.
I thought that was good. Yeah. I was happy about that.
Fucking psychos, man. Oh, they also passed some law here that they have to show an anti-abortion video to your kids in
school. I did see that, yeah.
So nice.
I did. This sucks, but this is true. I got the info of, and this was a few months ago or whatever, like what they were going to teach the kids as far as what passes for sex education in this part of the world. And I was like, legitimately drafting up an email to the principal to be like, this is fucked up.
Fucking insane.
No, I was like, this, you know, like, this is garbage. Like, this is, you know, you're brainwashing our kids with legitimately like a church backed organization. Yeah, this is fucking nasty. These guys are liars. They're lying to the kids. It's your job as a principal to educate and to keep them safe. And you're totally not doing that at all. And then I looked it up and it's just like the law.
Yeah.
Like, he has to do it.
They can't do anything about it.
Of course, I'm sure he's some psycho anyways. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, he would just be like, it's a law. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Like, okay.
Well.
Just delete that.
You gotta vote, guys.
Mm-hmm. Don't make the fart noise after the appeal to vote. Come on. Right. You should. Well, somebody should vote.
Somebody should do something.
I'm not gonna do it, but somebody fucking should.
This is a wink. Somebody should do something.
Okay. Going on down the line. Let's do an update on old Kickstarter, Mike. Oh shit, it's an update on an old Kickstarter. No, this is cool.
I'm just so mad.
This is the hybrid pint glass by Elevated Craft. This is from episode 325 back in October of last year. True or false, Mike? Pop quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Episode 325 was entitled The Man Who Kissed the TV.
That's false.
What do you think episode 325 was called?
The Cableman's Lament.
God damn it. Well, it was called The Man Who Kissed the TV, but fuck you anyways for embarrassing me about Lament. This one had 321,000 of 15,000 when we talked about it back then. It ended with 441,000, so the YKS bump, proving its mettle once again. This is probably the one that sticks out for me in recent memory as the Kickstarter that I probably very lightly criticized and got some pushback on for even intimating that I thought that it was dumb in any way whatsoever. I think we had some fans of this, and I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we had some listeners and viewers who straight up backed the hybrid pint glass by Elevated Craft.
Wow, they went on to raise $441,000.
A lot of cash money for what is essentially
a cup.
It's a cup. It's a combo of a glass insert and a stainless steel outer core that sort of wraps the glass. And I guess the idea, if I'm trying to remember back then what the idea is that the stainless steel is like an insulator between your hand and the glass so that you, cause it's the vacuum insulated. So it's like a Stanley cup or whatever, and you can chill the glass insert. Plus the bottle opener is built into the bottom.
Yeah.
So you can open your bottle of beer and pour it into the chilled glass, which if it's in the bottle is probably cold.
Why drink it out of the bottle?
I mean, it was in the same place.
Yeah, I think that was one of our criticisms of this was that it's just a single glass. And I mean, the glass is, it's not small. It's like a pint glass or whatever. But right. I mean, it's, you know, it's a single glass of frosty beer, which is like, you already have the container that you're pouring it out of in the fucking glass bottle.
It's just as frosty, right? Unless you're moving from can to glass and you're just like, I can't stand to drink stuff out of a can, which I know some people feel that way. So you just don't want to drink out of a can. You want to drink out of a glass. And I think that's okay. You drink out of a cup. That's fine. I just don't know if I'm like super hard up for, and this sounds crazy, I know, as a guy who doesn't like to drink hot beverages. I don't go crazy if my drink goes from very cold to kind of cold to like chill to whatever.
Yeah.
I think I'm just,
we're not spending that much time with the drink. Okay.
I'm not. And of course now I'm not drinking, but when I was drinking, the beer wasn't taking me 30 to 40 minutes to
finish.
It
was gone, son.
I mean, how long does it take? I am saying this and I'm looking over and I'm seeing the status of your coffee.
Yeah.
And the coffee is not moving.
I told you I got a bad coffee. I meant to get like just a plain ass coffee. I got this crazy sugary ass drink. It's hard to fucking chug down a tall ass 16-ounce cup or whatever of all the sugar and stuff.
I mean, not really. Put your ass into gear.
It's too much.
You've been here for almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
And the coffee is halfway gone.
It's like, you know, just eating sugar dough or something, like the fucking sugar cookie dough.
Oh, we all hate that. Good example. Everyone throwing their phone on the ground when they hear that.
Oh, fuck that. We're with you, DB.
This is, look, it's fine. I can't imagine the situation where I need it to be that cold. I guess like if you're like an IPA guy, you're a high volume, ABV guy, like you have one of those 11.5% beers.
Yeah.
But also that's not going to fit in this cup anyways, because those are more than a pint generally, because they're like the big, like liter bottles sometimes, or 750. So it doesn't fit in there.
It just comes down to, you know, do you enjoy a drink more when it's very cold? That's the question that you have to answer for this.
Yeah.
Is it that much of a deal breaker to you where you're going to go get another cup because you want the drink to be chilly?
You know what? The litmus test for this is, and I was thinking about this the other day, I know I've said it before, but like you go and you get your leftovers plate and you put it in the microwave and you put it in for a minute 15.
Right.
And you take it out and the outside is good, and you take a bite of the middle of the casserole or whatever you're eating, and you go, it's kind of cold, and you go,
should I put it back in?
Am I getting back up?
Doesn't matter. It's going to be gone in like 3 minutes.
I'm just going to wolf
it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm fine. Also, it's leftovers, so like who even cares?
Yeah.
But if you get back up and put it in the microwave for another 15 or 20 seconds and then,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Are you putting stuff in the microwave multiple times? Or are you saying like, nobody's doing that?
Or now to correct the seasoning. Like maybe there's some people who are that, you know, they can live that kind of like slow pace lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're in a Miyazaki cartoon. Not me. I'm Speed Racer.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
I got to fucking wolf this shit down so I can go sit on the couch and look at my phone. Got time for all this. Anyways, point being, a lot of people said that I was wrong for saying that this was goofy. And the comments on here are essentially 100% positive. Now, there are a few people, such as Todd Peffley, who has, and by the way, is there a better name That's for a guy name. To buy the hybrid pint?
Hybrid beer. Todd Peffley.
Babe, I got to go over to Todd Peffley's house. He got the new hybrid pint glasses in. I want to try them. Stay home and fuck me. In this scenario, Todd Peffley's neighbor's wife is not getting fucked as good as she could.
Gotcha.
Because her husband
so much time.
is spending so much time with Todd. And you kind of wonder, like, well, is there something going on with him and Todd?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Why wouldn't you stay home and pleasure your wife?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Todd's got something you want that your wife don't have. It's something to think about, I think, for a lot of us. There are some people who have not gotten their order back, of course. That's just the way it goes. And it's probably their fault, if we're being honest. But Kevin says, I have backed over 100 projects. I have to say, this is one in which I am most pleased. Has truly elevated the having a beer experience. Weirdly.
That sounds like it's written by a space alien.
Really, really oddly written. Thanks to all for a product that not only met, but exceeded my expectations. Okay.
He's like writing that.
So Kevin's
dictating that to somebody. Secretary.
Jim Waterhouse says, after having
to
this...
whom it may concern.
After having this a short time, I'm disappointed to say the metal doesn't stay secure on the glass. You must pick up and hold by the glass. Total waste of money. And he says, oops, one must pick up and hold by the metal sleeve. Yeah, that didn't make sense the way he wrote it. So he's saying, like, the glass slides into the metal sleeve. He's saying you have to hold it.
But it has this innovative glass glass lock technology ring inside of it that securely holds the glass insert. So,
which, like, I guess I'm not even sure. Why do you even need that? Why don't you just hold it by the steel cup? Is there any, what's the scenario where you need the glass to lock into the metal?
Mm-hmm.
When you tip it up, like, all the way?
Are you the design securely protects the glass insert while in use and also releases the glass for easy cleaning. Wow, that's handy.
I don't know. It doesn't even seem like you need it, and he's complaining about it.
Man.
But Elevated Craft responds, hi, Jim. We can help. Please email a short video clip to support@elevatedcraft.com.
So we can all laugh at you. Please email a short clip of you trying to use it so we can all get a good laugh.
And also, Jim, just to make sure that we can locate your order, can you take a picture of your penis next to your credit card? glass has wide tolerance swings, and you likely received a glass that was out of spec, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And William follows up with waste of money because you have to hold the glass 2 inches lower. These are one of the best things I've ever purchased on Kickstarter, if not the best. And then the okay symbol there. So William with a clap back. And I guess I'm inclined to agree. Like, Elevated Craft is all over these comments saying, like, hey, yeah, sorry your glass broke when you dropped it. You can order a new one here. Here's the website. We've got singles for sale. Hey, thanks for the positive feedback, or we're glad to hear you're enjoying it. You didn't get your survey. Well, send us an email here, and we'll get you hooked up with the survey. You know, I don't know. It seems like everybody's just fucking enjoying their fucking shit.
This gets the YKS seal of approval. It's fine.
That's about as good as it fucking gets, I guess. Well, enjoy the hybrid pint glass. And cheers to all the backers on a project well-backed. And meanwhile, I will be taking the L. still a really long time to drink a beer, but whatever, that's fine. Do whatever you want. All right. Well, that's the update on the old Kickstarter, Mike. We've got 6 more Kickstarters coming your way right after this break. Be back with more YKS in just a moment.
Six-pack time.
Time for the six-pack, Mike. And if memory serves, you were wanting to go first on this episode.
Unless you want to fucking take my thing. Hey, JF, it began with a question that echoes in kitchens everywhere. What's for dinner? Like many, I found myself pondering over what meal to prepare. Craving something different yet manageable. Cookbooks didn't excite me, and online recipes felt disjointed from the cooking experience. And that's when the light bulb moment happened. What if there was an assistant powered by AI that could not only suggest what to cook, but also guide me through the process with adjustments on the fly? With this vision and a relentless drive, I set out to create just that.
JF, now, that's a lofty promise, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you'd probably like to see a working prototype before you committed, wouldn't you? And if you zoom, Mike, eagle-eyed viewers may note, if they go to the website themselves and zoom in on the image that you can see built into the, I guess it's the rendering here, you almost might say, there are a few things that kind of crop up as looking a little different from our the world we know and love.
I love that. Yeah, so they have an image of this.
Look at the egg.
They have an image of this device that's sitting on a kitchen counter, and this has all been generated with AI because this is like a speaker, like a large Sonos speaker or HomePod
right.
type thing on the bottom with a display on top, and the display has you know, all these buttons on it or whatever, but everything's AI, so the text and stuff is all garbled and messed up.
Well, believe it or not, the real life version looks even worse. Check this out.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
This is a demo of the AI cooking assistant and its basic functions as far as the demo is concerned. What I wanted to show you guys is that this actually will allow voice control. So like if you wanted to create a recipe, for example, you say, I want to bake a lemon meringue pie. As I say that, it's now listening for it. It's going to then eventually say, it's thinking. And as we see, it says thinking there.
Hmm.
It's then going to then come up with the recipe.
Here's a recipe for a delicious lemon meringue pie.
Oh, no.
Ingredients.
Yeah.
Pre-baked 9-inch pie crust -1 cup. Granulated sugar -1/4 cup. Cornstarch.
They got the Stephen Hawking voice on it.
Well. So if you want to do like -1/2 cups water... Just that sort of natural feeling of being in grandmother's kitchen again, you know?
Oh, boy. I'm a solo developer with a passion for technology and a love for food. This project is my heart and soul, blah, blah,
oh,
blah. Oh,
no, he didn't say that. Does he really say that?
This isn't just another kitchen gadget.
Yes, it is. Well, no, it's not even.
It's a culinary revolution. With your voice commands, the AI cooking assistant brings forth recipes tailored to your mood and dietary preference. Yeah, pretty good.
I guess you'd have to, for me, explain what the improvement is from typing in lemon meringue pie recipe to your search engine of choice. And now, I know, these search engines are incorporating AI in a way that I don't care for either.
Mm-hmm.
I take for granted that I already know that that's a thing. Why would I not type into Google, Bing, whatever, lemon meringue pie recipe?
Yeah.
What's the improvement from standing in my kitchen and saying it into the machine and then having the machine yell it back at me? What's the upside?
Well, with your voice commands, the AI cooking assistant brings forth recipes tailored to your mood and dietary preferences. It watches you as you cook, adjusting instructions as you stray from the recipe.
What?
Or change your mind. It even generates images of what your dish should look like, helping you aim for perfection every time. So this guy found some GitHub libraries or something, some open libraries with the all the shit in it. He put it together and he said, I made a thingy.
Error. You are using the wrong spoon. What the fuck? Why would that ever be?
The potential is immense. Imagine cooking schools where students receive instant personalized feedback. Or restaurants where every dish is consistent and catered to the diner's taste.
Yeah.
This is the future I'm building towards, and with your help, it can become a reality. That sucks, man. I mean, just another AI thing with, you know, no reason to exist.
Yeah. I guess for these AI projects that don't, like, have a chance of getting off the ground because there's no idea and they're totally useless in every way... At least there's nothing being produced. Like, probably nobody, yeah. There's probably no negative effects from these guys, like, tooling around in their garage with some stupid crap, right, at right. least, you know?
Yeah.
It's better than that. I was reading, I don't know why I was reading about this. Did you know there was a guy who, sometime this century, I think, or a little while ago, he's considered, like, the last death from the Civil War because he was polishing like an old Civil War era bomb in his driveway and it exploded.
I didn't know that.
It was like in the '80s or something like that. But at least it's not like that.
Yeah.
At least this guy is just like making a computer go like, oh yeah, more lemon.
Or like, you know, one of those things where like the Amazon stores where we found out that
Jesus Christ.
They run by, like the Indian guys or whatever the fuck.
Jeez like, Louise.
The guise of ease of use, it's like not even, it's the Wizard of Oz thing.
It is.
Just
That story about the Amazon just walk out thing to me felt so April Fools-y that it even though, of course, it totally makes sense and tracks with everything we know about all of these giant companies, I actually didn't think that the technology to keep track of what someone put in their cart was like that complicated. That's like totally...
That's plausible. That's that they totally could do plausible. That. And it's Amazon, you know. Yeah. You'd figure. You'd think.
Because the whole thing is, I don't think I've been to like one like that, but I feel like I have seen the carts where it's like... The cart has like this huge apparatus around it, right? Yeah. And all of the products have these special tags.
When you put it in there, it
yeah. So, like, aren't there kids' toys that work with that kind of functionality where, like, they have a little pretend thing and you swipe it and the little kid's toy goes, Apple! Like, it's the same. Like, that's totally believable to me that would work. And that, yet,
those toys, they just found out, run by some guy named Pradeep.
No.
In Mumbai.
No. Yeah.
So.
No way. So he was logging on and saying Apple every time Apple. Apple. Just like really bored.
It's fucking Apple again, man. What do you want?
You've literally swiped the Apple 250 times. Can you just go put Bluey on, please?
It's interesting when you see all those like things like that store where it's like, oh, these are actually run by people because this technology doesn't exist.
And it's weird.
Like, it's so crazy.
Mind-blowing. Why would you even try? Or maybe they did try it for a while, and then were like, oh, this is too expensive to keep going. What's cheaper? Well, like a city block full of guys is cheaper than this somehow.
There was some other thing about Roblox, right? Do you see that thing? Or it was like...
I do like Roblox, but I'm not sure if I saw what they were doing. Something good for children, I assume.
Just Google the Roblox exploitation, and it's giving me, like, hacks, and I don't need that,
that's
brother.
Not why, yeah.
But it was like, here it is. Roblox boss talks teens making money on the game, disputes exploitation claims. Roblox executive says children making money on the platform is, quote, a gift.
Oh.
Roblox studio head insists children using it to make money is not exploitation, it's a gift, so...
I think Roblox executive is something that doesn't need to exist.
Yeah.
That's bad. Okay, I want to see what happens with this pie. This is like the early Stormtrooper voice, isn't it?
It sounds like fucking Doctor Who or something, dude.
Okay, let's skip ahead and see if I'm full minute ahead. No way. Did he literally let this play the whole time? Dude.
You got to get a better voice on that thing, man. Come on.
Okay, I think it's done here.
Here, as we can see, this web camera just turned on, but it can also detect objects like this lemon and other things like that.
One lemon.
So you hear the camera starting up.
Apple. What is the point of detecting the lemon?
So fucking loud.
And it sees things. But not seeing anything. But it will see objects that you're holding in your hand, and it will go, "Oh, that is a lemon. That is a knife.
Oh, that is a lemon."
There's a person standing there, but it will know exactly what everything is and how everything operates. So if you have a pot, like say on that stove over there, it will then say, "Oh, that pot. We need to have that pot up to 100.
Again, probably using some open source library for this the visual recognition stuff.
Yeah, right. But what does it say when it sees the pot? It's like, oh, well, don't forget to use the pot to cook in the thing you already have out on the stove or whatever.
Or 375, and it will allow it to be up to proper temperature. So as
what? How?
We'll then see exactly what you're seeing.
It's going to see the temperature.
It'll see what you're seeing. And help you walk step by step through there, like as we had with the instructions down here.
All right, look, it don't make no sense, but you did do some.
Yeah, you did something. Okay,
you did something.
That's something to be proud of.
You know, most of the time people don't do nothing. You know, just sitting around doing whatever. You know. You know, they see some kind of dog walking outside. They go, "What the hell is that? Is that a dog?" And they get up and look, and then the dog's gone, and then it's it. You know, that's somebody's whole day right there. But you made a computer in the kitchen and hold a lemon. I don't know. That's pretty. It's not a bad day at the office. $425 pledge of $10,000. Two backers, 28 days to go. I don't need AI in the kitchen. I barely need a cookbook. I'm a whiz in there. All right. My one to do now is this. Good segue. Sprite lights, LED body art, light up tattoo. I can tell Dan's not paying attention because I said Sprite and he didn't even look up. This is an art by physicist product here. Now, art by physicist, of course, you recognize as being a sort of like a, I don't want to say a content house, but like a cooperative where art and physics come together to
have fun and do whatever.
And basically just chill.
It's where ideas can hang out.
So this is like, I guess they, she explains it. I guess they basically held some kind of, like a little, like a contest, I guess, basically, or like an exposition for people to come and show off their, artistically scientific ideas, kind of. And they picked this one to throw their weight behind, and it's already almost got its goal. It's a $2,000 goal, so they've got $1,600 of it right now, 23 days to go as of this recording. And it's like a little sticker that you stick on your arm, and it lights up like a temporary tattoo. Cute. Yeah, so take a look at this. So, I don't think that it looks too good, but I'm not a tattoo guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if I was inked up, maybe I'd look at this and go like, yeah, I can kind of, this kind of looks like some of my recent ink, you know?
It's a nice ink. You'd just be saying stuff like that, yeah.
Wow, where'd you get that ink put on you at?
This is like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's a circular
design. Who is your colorist for your ink?
That's a traditional tattoo.
I'm
trying to think of what I worked on, Ink Master.
Yeah, was that?
God, what is that? Traditional, or is that one of the other ones?
Was that? Is that a stick and poke?
Who did that? Oliver Peck.
So the design itself, right? It's it looks like it's sort of meant to mimic a stained glass window, kind of, right? It's like a circle, and then sort of a
circle. Type of a design,
like a sun kind of cross, kind
looking
of
at the
inlay.
Bottom of a UFO or something like that with all the crazy lights on it. It's got these four lights in the middle and then four lights on the outside or whatever. But as a design of a thing, it's totally incomprehensible, totally stupid looking.
But I would say also, I to me, it kind of fails from the perspective of what a tattoo might look like.
Yeah. It's a sticker that. It looks lights
like
a, up.
I would say it looks like more like a sticker that lights up.
Yeah.
The
person behind this is Dr. Kitty Jung, and she designs fashion that integrates art and technology.
Well, here's an example of this here. Look, this is the other one that she did on Kickstarter, I believe.
Fashion brand dedicated to merging science, engineering, design, and art. We create unique clothing and accessories that are both functional and fashionable. We also support our community by helping independent creators and designers turn their ideas into reality.
Now, I'm probably not the market for the large, flowery robe wrap.
Look at what you're wearing.
Well, this is different. This was a prank I did
large,
for work.
Large flower wrap, yeah. Toss some rice and black beans on there, and you got a
emphasis on toss the way Chipotle's been going.
Yeah, don't
throw it up against the fucking wall, see what sticks. So this is like a, I would say it's sort of like a grandmotherly jacket almost. But the idea here was to integrate a charging port or a battery that you can put in the pocket.
Some type of charging because, I mean, these clothes that they design have a bunch of LEDs on it or whatever, solar charging, that type of stuff. It's, they're combining STEM, quote unquote, with fashion. So
big quotes on that as well, I'll say.
Yeah.
I think, man, you know. Everybody involved in this knows more about three disciplines than I know about anything, you know? So it kind of feels bad to be like, what did you do? You put a battery inside a jacket, and also the jacket looks ugly and the battery just lights up the jacket. That's not really, I'm not running to the shops for that, you know? But that is, unfortunately, that is what I have to sort of come to my conclusion as I just, I'm not sure I understand the application. And I think even if you made, I have seen some stuff. I'm still probably not going to be a tattoo guy no matter what. But I feel like I've seen some movers and shakers in the temporary tattoo space. I feel like there's been some kind of thing where it's like, hey, this is kind of like henna, but it's like easier to apply. Or there's have you seen the ones where you can make a design and you send off and they send you something and then you put it on and it's on there for like 9 weeks or something? You know what I mean? Yeah. Where you like try out the design before you commit to it. I've seen stuff like that. Yeah. Where you go like, well, that's pretty cool, you know, but as far as I can tell, this is just a sticker with lights on it. And it also seems to be just the one sort of inscrutable design.
I like this. I like this item here. This is called the, this is like a women's dress with solar panels on it.
Yeah.
And you can see in this top example here, the dress has a charging cable that comes out of it.
Oh.
And she charges her phone and then tucks the phone into the dress or whatever. Because it has these big...
It kind of looks like a Met Gala dress in that you go like, well, no one's going to...
Yeah.
Where could you ever wear that?
Yeah.
Well, that's quite peculiar, you know, for me. Art by Physicist is all... I mean, just the name, Art by... I'm already sort of like scratching my head a little bit about this. Now, you can see how the sprite light, it's spelled as spurt light here.
Super thin e-textile wearable heater with thermochromic ink and micro bit temperature sensor. I mean, this is like a smart thing, you know?
Yeah. But
put it in like a cocktail dress or something like
that. It sounds very, very smart. But at the end of the day, you can get a 3-pack, but it is a 3-pack of that same design, or a 5-pack. So you're like re-wearing the same design over?
I like that. She looked good.
That's kind of a cool, it's still kind of cartoony as like a dress, I think.
Futuristic kind of.
It's definitely a statement.
Cyberpunk shit.
I don't know. I'm not so sure about this. And also, I will say it is disposable. The LED stickers are...
Good.
Considered disposable, so you wear them and then you can wear them again, but then the lights don't work anymore after that. They're one use sticker tattoos, but they can be used as normal stickers when the batteries run out. That's under the reusability and recyclability front. I don't think that's good enough to justify having the LEDs in the sticker, probably, for me.
Wow, I'm looking at this. The 2016 prototype used an Arduino Uno and a NeoPixel. So I mean, this is like a person that like knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. Maybe they're just kind of crazy. That's like my saving grace. Like
they're just crazy.
That's me being nice somehow, like offering a concession. I don't know.
Maybe they're just insane.
It was out of their minds. 1657 of 2K, 30 backers 23 days ago. Sorry. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your next one, Mike? Oh, I see it. You don't have to tell. I know what it is already.
Don't look.
No, I know what it is. I see it.
It's the smallest premium knife. Elegance in your palm.
Ah.
Bringing together the strength of Damascus and the lightness of black titanium for outdoor enthusiasts and collectors alike. Wow. It's a small pocket knife.
It's a very, very small knife.
Size of half a credit card.
I'm going to play the video, and then I'm going to go down on the floor, and I'm going to unjangle all of the cords that you have jangled in such a way that it's jangling around. It's making all kinds of racket. I don't like it. I'm going to play the video. All these cords are all jangled down here, Mike. What the hell? Unjangle them.
Jeez, they're all jangled up.
All right, well, there's nothing going on the video, so somebody has to say something. Yeah, this thing's a fucking piece of shit. It's by a company called Zingi. It's a leading company that manufactures the highest quality blades. Through the fusion of traditional Damascus steel and innovative black titanium, we create the ultimate knives. I'm not a knife guy. I never got into knives. My grandpa had some pocket knives that he used to whittle. He had a whetstone. He would sharpen them on and stuff.
It was your job to dry it off.
I never got Never got into knives or collecting knives or anything like that.
My problem with them is they were always so damn sharp.
They're sharp.
Right?
And they'll stab you.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
And don't forget cutting.
Cut, stab, slice.
They can really do it
bad
all.
Bad news.
They're definitely not my cup of tea, the knife. And if
more into guns.
I guess, yeah, guns are so cool. guns are like knives on steroids. That's what I like about them. This knife is so very small, and this video really is a guy like taking it to different places and like opening it up like a fucking switchblade is what it is, I guess. And he's just going like, wow, check this out. Wow, check this out. I'm over in the kitchen. Oh, I'm over in the living room. I'm on the subway. I'm in the cockpit. And he's just constantly flipping out this little knife. It doesn't seem that sharp based on how much difficulty he had cutting that small piece of twine or this stick here.
Ooh, yeah.
I mean, sharper than like your fingernail.
Yeah.
So
step up.
So not bad at all. The cords.
Can you shut up for a second so I can hear whether or not it's fixed?
Well, I can't stop talking. That's content, baby.
I think it's still there.
No, listen to it.
It's still there.
It's still there. Yeah. Right. Well, I'm gonna play the video here. Now we can't hear it. It goes around his neck too, like a little like a whistle that you would blow in gym class. And I think that's pretty scary to know that somebody could have
a knife,
a very moderately sharp knife around their neck at all times. That's really terrifying to think about. The smallest premium knife out of Tokyo, elegance in your palm. I don't really know. I guess Damascus steel is like a certain thing, right? That has like a...
Yeah, I guess so.
That has a meaning to some people. This is made out of titanium.
Or maybe it's one of those words where it's like, yeah, it was good or whatever, but...
Oh.
Or like, it's become a catch-all term for
is it thread counts? Knife. Thread counts on sheets?
Yeah, yeah.
Which I've been thinking about getting some sheets and, and a lot of my friends are saying go to Wawa instead.
That's good.
I wanted to wait because I know that your face was not near the microphone. So I wanted to see if you had time to get back up and say, ha ha, or shut the fuck up or yeah, I wasn't sure which way it was going to go. Definitely. What it comes down to here, Mike, at the end of the day is, we got to get you to charge your iPad overnight, and I tell my kids this all the time.
Know.
We got to make sure our iPads are on the charger.
We'll charge the iPad. You got and the iPhone is uncharged and shit. You got to charge all the stuff.
Now you were making fun of me for explaining my charging solution by the bedside table, and
was I making fun?
I kind of wonder if now maybe it's come back to bite you in the behind a little bit.
My charging setup's not great.
Oh, this guy talks about his charging so much. He must be charging something crazy. Well, you know what? I'm not. I'm keeping my phone charged, and I'm keeping my watch charged, and my AirPods, and my Bluetooth sleep mask, and my iPad, and it's all
Bluetooth
ready to go.
Sleep mask.
We talked about this. I put the Bluetooth sleep mask on. I listen to my iPad.
It's got speakers in it.
It's not like the iRest, which of course we've talked about on the show before. No, it's just I listen to a video on there, and I go to sleep right away.
Okay.
And everything's charged 100%.
Watching the Meg Thee Stallion Captain Hook.
Come on.
Video right before bed.
First of all, that one's very good.
Squeeze one out.
I'm not squeezing one out.
Looking over your shoulder, make sure your wife's not waking up.
The iPad screen is turned off.
Just doing it like a little bit.
No, I'm
seeing
not.
If you can.
I'm not just, doing it. All.
If you do it just like a little bit, you could come. She's none the wiser over there.
What's your fucking percentage at? Unplug your shit. What's it at?
Hey, I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me? My percent is at 25.
Well, what are we even fucking doing?
We're good. It was at like 12.
What are we fucking jangling the cords around then for?
Let's get
for
back to talking about you jacking off.
All right, fine. I like
under
to
the covers.
I like to lean over the side of the bed and shoot the cum onto the floor.
And your wife wakes up in the middle of the night and slips on it and fucking cracks her head open.
What's she doing over on my side of the fucking bed? Leave me alone. This is my side. All boogery and cummy over there. 2,798 of 661. 77 backers, 27 days to go. The everyday carry community obviously has a lot of fans. So, yeah. I mean, there's just no... I mean, look at this one here. This is... Okay. I mean, this tells you all you need to know about this product. Chris says, would it be possible to get a belt clip on? I have another small knife that I would keep on my watch strap and would love to replace that one with this. Keeping the knife on the watch strap. Okay, very good.
Wow.
This is now. Here's another one from Edon Van Hees. Edon Van Hees. How is the pivot constructed? Has it ceramic ball bearings, phosphor bronze washers, or none of it? So just plain steel between titanium? And Zingy says, I have posted an image of the pivot structure. Please confirm. Edon Van Hees says, no image to be seen. Zingy says, oops, the GIF image isn't displayed correctly. It has ceramic ball bearings, phosphor bronze washers. John Bond says, ceramic ball bearings and phosphor bronze washers? I am not used to seeing both used in a knife pivot. Edon Van Hees
says, these are people you have to deal with.
Isn't that crazy?
These are people you have to babysit because you want to get $30 out of them.
Somebody who is like really educated on the difference between phosphor bronze and then ceramic ball bearings or whatever the fuck when it comes to a $30 miniature knife, like a novelty knife that you would wear around your neck, that's your customer base. And yes, they will give you all the money you ask for every time you ask for it, but you are going to be subjected to the most thorough questioning you could possibly imagine.
Edon Van Hees says, just one picture of a disassembled knife would be great. If there are ball bearings, then they are very, very difficult to see. I have nothing against phosphor bronze washers. Well, you're a better man than I, Edon Van Hees, because I absolutely abhor phosphor bronze washers.
Guy who definitely has something against phosphor bronze.
Hey, I got nothing against... Chris Reeve used them always, and with a dab of lithium grease and the right adjustment, they work buttery smooth. Who the fuck is Chris Reeve? The guy who fell off that horse? Superman?
Yes. He was laden down with much heavier knives than we have today, of course, which caused his traumatic fall. Now, I don't know what the fuck these guys are talking about, but they, you know what? They all seem to know amongst knife themselves.
Guys.
So
knife guys. There's knife one guys. For Brian.
Yeah. Brian's eating good. Yeah. well, that's that crap. That sucked.
Yeah.
I think
YKS it's... retrospective. That was that crap. That sucked.
I think it's time the for a show. Break. We're no, we're not. We'll never do a fucking clip show.
Absolutely not.
Let's take a break, Mike. Let's charge our iPads up to see if we can get to 26%. Maybe we'll have enough for the rest of the show. We'll be back with more YKS right after this. And we're back. Mike, we're all charged up. We're ready to go. But there is just one problem.
Mm.
My car is not a laptop.
Oh, fuck.
Doesn't that suck? Well, with the Samsung DeX, well, it's not actually Samsung. They just call it that. It's the Auto Pro X, rather. Transform your navigation screen into a laptop. This is the world's first laptop software for navigation system. Why? All this time, we've had screens in our cars, Mike. Mm-hmm. Why has it occurred to no one to put a damned laptop and computer inside of the screen?
Cannot tell you how many times I've been driving down the road, JF, and I wish I wish I could open up Google Sheets.
Okay, well, you might actually feel that way. watch this thing in action. This is cool. Yeah. Now, that was just 3 seconds, but there was a lot of use cases in that video. Okay.
Doing some gaming, watching Squid Game, Netflix.
We've got our two Xbox controllers linked up, and looks like they're playing, like, Tekken. What else here? This is just, that's literally the Windows 11 desktop with the full desktop icons and everything on the little, what is that, 8-9-inch screen of, like, a sedan? Oh, that was Squid Game. You weren't lying. It actually was Squid Game. Okay. And then
typing
here's...
typing out a big document.
There is a Word document in MS Word there. That's great. Back to Tekken, back to Squid Game. Yeah, I mean, this really does it all.
How often do you use this big screen in your car? All the features you want are already available on your smartphone, but it's too small and inconvenient to use while driving. On the other hand, you're...
The Word document says... Within the mobile category, time spent with smartphones saw a major milestone last year. In 2022, for the first time, U.S. adults spent more time per day with their smartphones than watching TV. This is what he's typing on his car.
So definitely something. I mean, you know, when you're driving, a lot of times you do have that like flow state of just thinking about stuff.
I gotta get this down.
This is too good. Anyone ever notice how hard it is to use your phone while you're driving? What's up with that? I cannot believe that's where this fucking product idea started. Hey, it's not because the phone screen is small. That's not why it's hard. It's because you're fucking driving.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I feel like I've started to see these things where you plug it into your car or whatever and it changes your dash.
Yeah.
Or overrides your in dash OS with like this other shit.
Yes.
I mean, and I guess it like works.
It must.
That can't be good, you know, long term.
Can't be safe. Yeah, it's like it's tough because on the one hand, you know, it does stink to buy.
You're doing like a workaround. There's no substitute for Apple CarPlay. Like, do we?
No, there's not.
Oh, but I bought the Auto Pro X, and all my problems are solved. Or what? You're fooling yourself.
Well, that's idiotic, of course. I just mean I'm sympathetic to the idea that people who, you know, for most people, the car is either their number one or number two most expensive purchase they'll ever make.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do it, the technology in it is already 2 years out of date,
right,
at best, right? You buy a brand new car and you're already way behind.
I saw some TikTok from some different lady, I think, who was like, why did I buy this expensive car or whatever? And it was like, because I wanted to have a sunroof.
Oh, I've seen
this.
Because
I wanted to have
right
Bluetooth or something like that. It's like
the Mercedes is
already
the luxury consumable is very funny, yeah. But, you know, you're locked into this screen. It's like, well, this screen is small. This screen sucks. The resolution is bad. It's too dark. I can't. It literally doesn't work with my phone after a certain point, which is, oh, by the way, unless I want to spend another few thousand dollars, how I get from point A to point B with my phone. You know, so I get it. Like, there's a certain level of utility that comes with the technology in a car nowadays. I mean, to say nothing of all the safety features. And, yeah, you're locked into, am I paying the subscription to the car company? Did I pay a lot up front? If it's a used car, does it even have this stuff?
Right.
The backup camera is mandated, but that's as far as they've gone, you know? So I get that, and I get wanting to be like, I figured out how to do it. It's this other thing I can just plug in, and now I've got all the features without having to buy a brand new fucking car.
Yeah.
Totally understand that.
Yeah.
Here's what I don't like. Tekken on the infotainment center. Don't like that.
Watching movies while you're driving.
I think there should be a reason. There should be a way for...
My old ass car, 2016 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Has the shit where it's like you can't pair a phone while you're driving.
Right.
Of course. Because they don't want you fucking with the settings of your shit.
Yeah.
And these guys are like, you can watch not only YouTube, but also any desired videos from platforms like Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, etc. And
I don't think that's good.
If you're fucking sitting, but why are you watching a movie on your fucking
It's not just like, so this is proof right here. They do not intend for this to be in park only. Because I know for a while, the DVD-based navigation systems would also allow you to pop a DVD in and you could watch it up front if it was in park.
My friend had one of those when I was in high school.
Really?
It was so cool.
Coolest thing ever.
Watching like music videos while you're driving your old fucking Oldsmobile 88 or something.
Wonderful. However, so cool. When it's not integrated with the car's system, there's no way to know what you're doing, right? In this case, they have the split screen. One is GPS. The other side is a YouTube video in, you know, theater mode or whatever. I see like the comments and stuff on the YouTube video that they're watching while they're driving. And the GIF is, by the way, the cityscape going by. So they're driving while they're doing this. I don't think this is good. Maybe that makes me sound like a million years old. I think people are scary enough in the fucking cars with the phones.
Right.
But now having a, how is this not illegal? This is illegal, right?
It's got to be illegal.
Surely.
It's got to be.
And I guess all we have to do is to depend on the fine folks in the blue to make sure that we're safe on the roads. Which, by the way, did you see the new T-Dot license plate we can get?
No, I didn't see that. What's it got, like an aborted fetus on it or something?
It actually does have a cop in all in blue kneeling.
He's got angel wings behind him. Or there's an angel with his hand on his shoulder or something like that.
The angel, I think, is crying, and he's handing the cop another magazine to put in his gun. Yeah. This is $140. They say it's going to be $199 at some point, which, you know, at that point, just buy a new car.
Right.
If I'm into you for $200, I might as well just take my ass on down to the CarMax, load me up again. Wait, what is this here? Messages. Is there some kind of messages app for Windows 11? I sure ain't using that shit. You're out of your goddamn mind. You think I'm using that? Oh, and here's the full size keyboard.
Yeah, why do they show a full size keyboard in there?
That's with a wireless keyboard.
Wireless keyboard. Okay.
You can also indulge in games.
Just typing a fucking note.
Whether solo or with friends and family. Access any app from the Google Play Store effortlessly without the need.
Oh, is that Google Play? It looked like Windows, didn't it?
Hey, it's great to meet you.
Sometimes simplicity is better. In that case, choose Android Auto. It is also compatible. No more wasting that big display screen in your car. We spent 2 years developing and selling the Android Auto Wireless Synchronizer Auto Pro. With over 140,000 units sold,
So they sold a legitimate product and then said, now it's time to switch over into this weird gray area bullshit that no one can get mad.
Gotcha.
Guess what? I'm mad as a hornet. You messed up now. I'm on the fucking case. 60 grand. Of 5 grand, 415 backers who should be in jail, 14 days to go. Let's lock these guys up, gang, because I don't think you should be doing this.
Lock them up.
And I'm sort of in charge of who should go to jail and, you know.
That would be awesome.
It would
be so awesome if you could punish your enemies.
I would do it the right way.
Oh, my God.
I think a lot of people take it too far. But I definitely would do it the right. Prashant says, is it compatible with Lincoln Nautilus 2021? It already has Android Auto and CarPlay wireless by default. So what?
Then why don't you use that? Idiot.
What do you fucking need?
He wants to play his Steam games.
He's fucking suck. Will there be any lag while navigating in the screen? You are legitimately worried about input lag, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's so insane.
Playing right. CSGO.
A lot of people on here asking about their specific car, which is so boring. Get a life. All right. Well, that's enough of that garbage. And don't say that's the YKS story. I don't want to.
At the end of the episode?
No, it's not. There's a lot more to do in the episode, okay? So stick around, everybody. Mike, what's your last one, please?
Chill Gems. Enjoy your hot meals instantly with Chilled Gems. Now, we had on a couple weeks ago on the show, we had a plate that heats up, and now we have a cube that cools down. If these two ever meet, we'll be in a whole heap of trouble.
It's over for food.
Food. Why wait when you can eat now? He says, we've all been there. Your food is too hot to eat, but you're too hungry to wait. With Chilled Gems, say goodbye to the waiting game. Enjoy your meals the moment they're ready without compromising on flavor. Okay.
Have you ever seen a Kickstarter on here that you were more convinced that I somehow made up and got onto the website than this one? This is like, even I don't understand how this could possibly be a real thing, but it is. It's from Melbourne, Australia. And it's like a little, it looks like a little stainless steel ice cube, I guess, huh?
They don't tell you what it's made out of is the problem.
I'll put that on my food.
Recycled Chill Gems are manufactured using recycled materials, reducing our carbon footprint, blah, blah, blah. Wash and reuse. After use, simply wash your Chill Gems and they're ready to go again, lasting forever. 100% recyclable. In the unlikely event that your Chilled Gems reach the end of their life, rest assured, know that they're made from 100% recyclable material.
How would I know that?
How do you know when they're dead?
Did something happen to them?
Is there a battery in it? What the fuck are you talking about?
Very strange. Let's watch this.
Finally! Time to kick back and watch some TV!
I don't...
What's that?
Not sure, man. I had nothing to do with this.
Did you make this?
I didn't do it.
Whoa! That stuff looks fresh.
It's food.
Of course! A bit of slow-mo.
What a show-off.
Look at that chop.
reminds me of my haircut in the 90s.
He, all
right.
Someone sliced a cherry tomato in half.
Relax with the jokes.
We'll make the jokes. Hey, that looks like my cock.
Yeah, that looks like my fucking ass.
Ah, fuck.
Austinite! Wow! Seems like some bougie pasta.
Yeah, that seems like some pasta I'd shove up my ass.
Yeah.
Watch out! Pasta is taking the plunge! This is getting serious! Olympic diving team, take notes!
Okay, fuck this guy. Chill Gems are precision-engineered cooling stones made from food-safe, heat-absorbing materials. They're designed to be reusable, eco-friendly, long-lasting. Unlike traditional ice cubes, you wouldn't toss a traditional ice cube in your hot food.
My kids have been asking to do this for a while. They get something that's too hot, and they're like, I want to put an ice cube on the food to cool it down. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell them, like, I know that seems like a good idea, yeah. But you're actually messing up the food and the ice at the same time. You're just going to have to let the thermodynamics, the law of thermodynamics, take its course and cool the food down relative to the universe around it.
Whatever happened to just give it a...
Right? Or even like
these kids these days. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, if it's real hot.
Twice as much.
I'm really sorry. I like the video.
Imagine he actually forgot the main ingredient.
Salt?
What?
The water's boiling now for the eternal watch. Do I have time for a quick nap before it's ready?
Well, the watch pot never boils, not the boiling pot never cooks spaghetti.
This is, yeah.
That one didn't make a ton of sense. The rest of it was good.
Blue slide! The sauce bottle has more grace than I do on Monday mornings!
And more boiling. Oh.
What? Couldn't think of one for that.
That's a tough one there. All right, here we go.
Grand sauce is moving to finale.
It looks like my ass.
What?
The grand sauce is moving to finale.
The grand sauce.
All right. Well, this is quite the project.
You're not getting out of it.
This is quite the project.
Ah, the grand sauce is moving to finale.
Dan, you're Italian. Does that make any sense?
The grand sauce?
What make any sense? Sorry?
This guy over here.
The grand sauce is moving to the finale, and he's pouring sauce on the pasta.
No, this guy's fucking stupid.
You call it gravy? Do you ever
call
it?
Fuck no.
Because maybe I've even asked you this before. I knew some Italian guys that called it gravy.
Yeah,
I was watching Sopranos.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Okay. Some friends of mine.
Some friends of mine.
Looks like the sauce is on the pasta. There. It looks great.
Are those oregano leaves? Nah, basil. Hey, back to the guests. Oregano?
What?
Back to the gas.
Back to the gas. Oregano?
Okay.
This looks fucking disgusting.
It looks good.
Is that like an entire tomato in there?
It's making me hungry for a second dinner.
Looking at my first dinner is making me hungry for a second dinner. Yum. Okay. Yes, it's sliced cherry tomatoes, Dan. Which reminds me of my haircut I had in the 90s, by the way. I will say that. Okay, looks like we're eating the pasta here. Oh, but I bet it's too hot, probably, right? Surely 2 minutes in the video, we'll figure out what the point of the product is.
Oh, he stopped. And he stopped.
Oh.
Okay.
Think, ladies.
Patience is a virtue.
Cooling yourself off. Vice.
That's a different.
Burn my mouth many times.
I love them. The voiceovers on these.
Those are
so
like
fucking funny.
Is that three total people?
Like, sounds like a Katamari Damacy or something like that. Fucking.
Oh yeah, yeah. Ass.
Mini game type
yeah.
Yeah.
Like an announcer for something that yeah.
WarioWare.
Mm-hmm.
Betcha! That was steaming hot. Good one.
We're back on the oregano or basil, I guess. And oh, here we go.
What's he doing now?
He's dropping a cooling stone into the pasta.
What do we have here?
I just said it.
That's something bougie again. So he doesn't need to blow anymore? I see. Did that start again?
This guy's dumber than a bag of hammers at the bottom of a frozen lake.
Did you put this on here specifically to piss me off?
I didn't know the video went that hard. That was really, really good.
These are ice cube shaped things that have like a drippy texture on it.
And oh, yeah, they are pretty drippy.
Some type of
thing.
Food safe material that absorbs heat.
I guess. I don't know if it can it really absorb heat or is it just making the thing around it cold? And is there a difference?
Don't know.
What?
What?
Did you say you did know?
I said I do know.
Okay. Well, I don't have a follow up for that idea. $42 pledge of 1971. Two backers, 17 days to go. Chill Gems. Chill Gems.
That's a good name.
You can buy some. It says you can buy some today. That looks good. And of course, this is the classic pasta you like to eat, right? This is the spaghetti with the leaf sauce and olive with
spaghetti and leaf sauce
with metal.
Like Mama used to make.
Yum. Chill Gems. Well, that's certainly quite peculiar. Mike, let's stay in the kitchen for our last one, if you don't mind. This is called... Did you say you know?
Said I do mind.
Okay. This is called the Baker's Bestie. Elevate your baking with precision. Introducing the ultimate automatic ingredient measuring and dispensing appliance. Now, this with a couple of Chill Gems in it?
Oh, yeah.
Look out. Daddy's in the kitchen now.
Baker's Bestie, elevate your baking with precision. This is a small little thing.
Not that small.
This is like, have you ever seen the pantry, people who like redo their pantry and they have those jars that they put like a measuring cup under and then they portion out like the rice or whatever. This is an electronic version of that.
Yeah.
The ultimate ingredient dispensing appliance. It perfectly measures and dispenses not only individual ingredients, but also multiple ingredients for common recipes.
This looks like a weird, like...
piece of shit.
Well, yeah, sure. But it looks like a weird, like, Beekman's World thing. You know what I mean? Like, it looks like a... it's something that some, like, a prop designer made for a set... Like you would see this on Good Eats.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alton Brown would walk up to it and he'd be like, "Wow, ingredient bot, what do you think I should put in my bread today?" And then the ingredient bot is just like a PA who's like, "Oh, I don't know. I think you should put some flour in your bread. Here's some." Wop, wop, wop.
That's how it would go on that show.
Well, that was the show.
Ugh. Uh-oh. What was this, black and white footage of...
Oh, my God. What a mess.
Damn, she's fucking dumb. Look at her fucking... stirring the flour.
Avoidable tragedy unfolds in kitchens across the country, but it doesn't have to be this way.
Introducing the Baker's Bestie, the no-mess, instant ingredient...
AI voice.
...dispensing machine. All you do is select your quantity, measurement, and ingredient, press the green button, and voila.
Stupid.
Out comes the perfectly measured ingredient.
Sucks.
Get ready to throw away all your recipe books. Your Baker's Bestie is loaded with pre-configured recipes.
Yeah, look at that screen. Look at that display. The fucking two lines of text on the little LCD display.
This is like the quality of an LCD screen you would have on like a disposable battery.
Yeah.
And it can say stuff like rice, popcorn, sugar cookies? Like, why would... Grains? Is there just grains in the hopper that you then push the button and then the grains come out of the...
So you're making, like, a sugar cookie, so it portions out flour, salt...
Popcorn?
Sugar, popcorn.
Well, I mean, what... Is popcorn in here? What is in here?
Everything.
3/4 cup of muffins?
I don't...
You know, I think this actually is something that might call for a full-fledged touchscreen, because I truly don't know what you're trying to indicate with the small thing and then, like, the little knobs.
Crazy.
I don't get it.
Dispense all the dry ingredients for you. No mess, no fuss, no measuring cups. The durable state-of-the-art measuring and dispensing system ensures you get the perfect measurement every time. Get your Baker's Bestie today.
No mess, no fuss, no measuring cups.
I think that's supposed to be like a slogan.
Yeah.
Like a rhyming.
No mess, no fuss, no measuring cup.
Not quite.
Doesn't roll off the tongue.
Hey, I think J. Cole and Kendrick and Drake are maybe safe on this one, okay, pal? By the way, who do you have as your top three, Mike? I meant to ask you.
You just named all of them.
That's what I thought.
And Logic.
Hey there.
Now, this is weird here. This is odd. So we just had that full-fledged commercial, right? Now, was it stupid? Yep.
Yeah.
And did the product make any sense? No, it did not. But now we move on to commercial two?
Hey there, fellow bakers. I hope you liked our infomercial. I'm thrilled to introduce you to the Baker's Bestie, the ultimate automatic...
So now we've got the full... This is the thing we've been seeing on
AI
here.
AI lady.
The AI model who is talking and the mouth is kind of moving like it's saying the thing. Very cool.
Ingredient dispenser that's about to change the game in your kitchen. As you just saw in the video, our inventor was frustrated with the problems of traditional baking. The mess and...
By the way, the mess is like somebody's kid taking the wooden spoon to the bowl full of sugar and just...
sloshing it around.
Whacking it everywhere all over the kitchen. And then, of course, mommy screams in here, doesn't she? She gets very upset with all of the big mess. If only there was Baker's Bestie, which the Baker's Bestie just puts it in the bowl.
Right.
It's up to
you're
you.
You're still going
to
be stirring it like a crazy man.
The imprecise measurements. I'm sure you can relate.
I mean,
so we created Baker's Bestie to make baking a breeze. No more measuring cups, just perfectly measured ingredients and results every time. Your support is crucial to help us bring this.
Are there three ingredients you can put in there?
We have this awesome, fully working prototype. But for our production model, we will need it made from durable, fully molded, recycled plastic, which requires a one-time significant investment in a mold. With your help, we can ensure the Baker's Bestie is beautifully crafted and meets the highest standards of quality and performance. And
it just, I can't get away from it looking like the dog food dispenser.
It looks like a easy bake oven type thing.
Yeah, that's true too. How many does it store? It says flour, sugar, baking powder, and salt.
Store our baking powder in there?
And two more of your favorites. So one, two, three, four, five, six. So six ingredients. I mean, that's a significant amount of ingredients. Does that justify the space that it takes up on the...
Come on.
What?
It's not saving anybody any time, space. It's not convenient.
Yeah, so like the that's process stupid. Is like, instead of going to the pantry or going to the cabinet and then taking everything out with one measuring cup, yeah. Pour, dump, stir, whatever. You like stick your dog bowl, which by the way, it doesn't even look like it's that big. If you're doing like a really big batch of muffins or cookies, it's not even going to fit in the thing because it's like a garage.
Go back twice or so. I mean, it just.
So then you go over and you push flour and then you turn the knob for 3/4 cup or whatever. Or you push and then turn the knob for cookies and it does the cookies. But what if it's not the cookies you want? Yeah. I mean, you're at the point where, like, legitimately asking the computer to whip you up a cookie recipe makes more sense than doing it with, like, these weird knobs. Like, you've backed your way into where AI is better than what you did, which is crazy.
Didn't we have a thing that was, like, a thing specifically for making cookies? It was a cookie, like a cookie oven, right? I feel like it made like 3 cookies at a time.
Was that the
like
one
that.
Where you could like put the tray in and set it and then go for a run and then come back and it would have cookies for you?
Yeah.
Was that only for cookies?
That's only for cookies, I think.
That's fucking bonkers.
That's great.
I mean, I love cookies.
Yeah.
But I think I'll just make it or grab
this
one.
This idea sucks, man.
The idea is not too good. $181 pledge of 8,000, 2 backers, 28 days to go. By the way, the mold is not $8,000. The mold's probably like $150,000 or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I can get you cheaper mold than that.
All right. Actually, I had some beef jerky the other day. I had to toss
Damn,
it.
Damn, that sucks.
I guess because it's meat that sits on the shelf for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess sometimes that kind of makes it go moldy, huh?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Get out a piece of bread with a bunch of mold all over it and get some of your lettuce, your greens that are all wet and slimy.
Mm-hmm.
Slap that on there and your moldy turkey.
Mm.
Got yourself a stew going.
All right. Well, that was a 6-pack, gang. Luckily, we have saved time for one more segment on the show. That's right. It's called That's Where You Come In.
Ooh, gonna wanna talk to Mike and JF. You're gonna wanna call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 540 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics. And the blue sky is YKS pod.
Or it's still yourkickstartersucks.com unless we changed it. this one comes to us from James. And this is a good question. This is a bit of a numbers game. Okay.
Okay.
Put your thinking cap on. All and right. Actually, the thinking cap is one I wish I had, because here's the question. JF, how many hats do you have?
Wow.
DB, how many track suits do you have? And Dan, how many empty cans do you have on your desk right
something for everybody.
Now, everybody gets to chime in with a cool number. Wow.
Cool fact about yourself.
This is a fun fact. Mike, you've been wanting to get me into the tracksuits as well, and I've been loving the look, and maybe just because of those friends of yours have had such an influence on your fashion lately.
I've been watching Sopranos, yeah, so I've been getting the tracksuit. I'm doing Sons of Anarchy next, so I already got my jacket, my patch. What's it called? It's called a cut. I already got my cut coming in the mail.
Honestly, that's a pretty funny character trait to go from show to show and then just like your whole closet changes over.
Yeah, I've been getting real into porno lately. So I'm walking around with my dick out all the time.
Your dick out of the zipper of your jeans.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Dan, you're at a bit of a disadvantage here because your home is still sort of torn up. So you don't have the opportunity to really put your whole Dan Ussy into the can situation on the desk.
My whole what? I'm sorry?
Just Dan Ussy.
It's like Dan Pussy.
It's like Dan.
Yeah, I gathered that. Yeah, I don't like that. But,
What's the can bottles and cans and clap in your hand situation on the desk as it currently stands?
Oh, got bars now. I got three bottles and two cans.
Okay.
These are all from like the last 12 hours. 16 hours or so.
And what are you feeding those things?
What?
The two cans you said you had.
Oh, that's funny. You got to watch your back around this guy.
What are the drinks? I see a Coke. It looks like a Coke heavy bottle.
Yeah, it's a Coke spiced.
Right.
Right here.
Yeah.
Then I got a couple.
All right.
One
less.
Blackberry.
Man down. Man down.
A couple of those.
Okay.
I got a raspberry bubbly here. This one's still like half full though. I can't throw it on the floor.
Okay. It's so funny if there was like a giant wall of cans that you accidentally knocked over and we just heard like
that legitimately has happened before.
Yeah. That makes sense.
On a podcast. I don't remember what podcast it was, but that has happened. Yeah.
Mike, where are you at on tracksuits? Are you building up? Can you wear one tracksuit, one every day for a week?
No, we're not there yet.
That's the luxury, though.
Have four-ish. Some of them better than others. Some of them,
sure.
I probably won't wear again. I don't know. We'll see. But
I like them a lot.
It's nice. They're luxurious. It feels luxurious. It feels the velour tracksuit feels nice.
Well, I know how much I like, because you've got the Nike the matching sweats suit right now, and that is the one where. If it's fresh out of the laundry, that's like the first thing I put on every week.
Oh, it feels so good.
Because it's the most comfortable thing you can wear.
I have some other Nike sweatpants that I bought, and they just feel so fucking good.
Yeah, really. I don't know what they're doing with the textiles these days, but they're quite nice. I really like the, I don't know, is it because, do I get anything out of them being matching? I think I kind of do. I think I kind of like that they look like they go together.
To look good, to feel nice in what you're wearing. Look, dude, not much pleasure in this life you can find. But when you find something that feels nice on you and you feel like you look nice.
Yep.
That's a win.
One of life's simple pleasures. Totally agree.
So when I think about the amount of looks that I've had over my life,
right.
Just look fucking bad. Like I was talking.
Oh, man.
The other day about like being like a emo kid or whatever, and being like a fat guy who's like an emo kid, and everybody's like going to Goodwill and getting these like shirts that say like grandma's special boy and stuff like that. And you're like, yeah, damn, it looks so cool for this time period or whatever. And then you're like going to Goodwill and looking through the racks, and it's like, damn, can I find like 2X fucking shirt that has like some old school, like or like some vintage charm to it? No chance.
No chance. Yeah.
You're gonna squeeze your ass into some skinny jeans or something like that.
Perhaps, I mean, not just until the basketball jerseys came around could you have found like a number of, but you probably weren't popping on the old jerseys.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. The skinny jeans passed me by as well. That was not something I was doing a lot of.
I was rocking the girl jeans and stuff. And I gotta know like what the sizes are for women's clothes.
Girl sizes are all different. Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah. They are. I wonder if there's something to that.
Double zero? What the fuck is that?
Hmm.
I don't know.
I think no one's actually ever figured out why the sizes are different for men and women.
They just went with it.
To answer your question, I think I have about 40 hats.
Oh, no. Mm. That's too many hats.
Mm. It's fine. They don't take up that much space. You put them on top of each other, you know, it's fine.
Good
it's
Lord.
Okay. It's fine.
Hey fellas, just watching the latest episode and I'm listening to it. Jesse mentioned that one of the non-Jesse movies he likes is Little Woman, and there's a question that, you know, I've had about that movie since it came out, which is where are the big women at? So yeah. Back to me.